raised six children. We had seven. One of them was first one was a girl. The next one was a boy, and the third one was a girl. And the little girl died when she was 4.5 years old. And that was a hard thing to get over, you know. So I still have 3 boys and 3 girls living, you know. Mm-hmm. My only daughter lived in Minnesota. I just got back from there last Saturday. I went over there and I went to Mayo's Clinic while I was out there. Boy, that's something for a person. It's worth something just to go there and look at that thing.
Yeah.
I went through it and had a treatment. I went lucky. We went there Friday before the 16th, and my daughter done most of the talking. She told him that I went up there and visited, and been there with her, and I got sick, which I did. I felt bad, and I'd like to go through the clinic. And they run you through a drill there, but when they get through it. So the first thing I knew, they put 2,400 people a day through that place.
Uh-huh.
And they call by name. After you once go there, you give them the name, you register and you give them the name. They tell you where to go and wait till they call you and they tell you where to go. And they call, I suppose I had an appointment at 9 o'clock. About 11 o'clock they called me and told me to come back on the 16th at 9 o'clock. And then 16, 17, and 18. And I heard some of them tell them to come on the 5th of July, some on the 7th, some on the 6th, some on the 8th. But I went through there on 3 days and was through. I'm telling you, when they get through with it, they know what's wrong with you.
Uh-huh.
I've been, the trouble is I found out, I think my biggest trouble, I was taking too many medicines. I had a copy of the prescription of all my medicine. He crossed them all out except the cough medicine and a Knox and a white tablet for heart skip. I don't have heart trouble, I just skip them. And another one is a bottle of white medicine. I take a tablespoon once in a while for digestion. That's the only thing he left. Took me off all the rest of them. And I've been sleeping and eating better since I come back.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me about your wife's folks? Did her folks live in Hancock County?
Yeah. They were raised right there, about 4 miles from Kill, on Kill Picayune Road.
Yeah.
And they're pretty well old. Now, the two oldest boy there, the oldest boy, he just went to public school some, and the next one, that's all he did too. He went 1 year of high school to Hattiesburg. And then his daddy opened up a little store there in a little place by Tallah there. He run it there for a while, a couple of years, 2-3 years, then he closed it. He doing pretty good. He didn't lose no money, but then he went to work for a different one. He worked with contractors and first one thing and another.
Mm-hmm.
And the old boy, he worked around in the sawmill and done a little farming. He raised cotton and he'd work and do a little farming.
Yeah.
And there was 4 boys and 2 girls. And the other 2 youngest boys, they went to, after public school, they went to high school at Parkinson. And one of them finished and graduated there. And they both. The one of them graduated before he went to, and then he enlisted from in the service right after World War One, you know. And the unfinished too, I believe they both finished same year. Oh no, the unfinished the year after, and then he enlisted from there. He didn't even come enlisted in the Navy, you know. And they both went.